We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and today's shiur is a Zeichen Nishmas my grandfather, Rabbi Eliezer Moshe ben Rav Shmuel Doiv. So we're starting from the top of the Amud, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the top, a second line from the top. Amud Rav Gidol Amud Rav. Zokt the Gemara Amud Gidol Amud Rav. We're continuing the sugya of Mechitza Gerua, where we learned that a Mechitza Gerua, which means a Mechitza, it's either only chassis, only Erev, either it's only vertical ropes, or only horizontal ropes, vertical sticks, or horizontal ropes. Halacha is the mechitza gerua, and it's machlokes how much space you could use to carry. You're not allowed to make it so big. And we came out, we passed another rabbanon. You can make it as big as you want. But the Brice did say you're not allowed to have two saw pony. You only could enclose what you need. But if you leave two saw open, that's a problem already. So that's what this Gemara is going to discuss now. Om Rav Gidol Om Rav. Shloisha, three people Bechomesh in five saw is asur. If you're possible, they have three people, which really almost a kuli alma, you get six saw. Still, if you made it five saw, even five saw, it's asur. B'sheva mutar. And it's possible that the three people who made it too big made it seven, it's mutar. That's what Rav said. It's possible to have regidol sev shem Rav, that's shloisha bechomesh and asurim and b'sheva mutar. Amulei, so they said to him, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that? It makes no sense. So he answered, "Raisa Navi Uksivi Amar Rav Hachi." It's a shvua with the Torah. Raisa Navi Uksivi Tanach. He made a shvua that Rav really said that. Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi is going to explain what it means. Rav Ashi, my kasha. What's the kasha? I'll explain this to you. Dil Mahach Kama. Hutzuchu L'sheish. If you needed space six saw ve'kifu v'sheva and you made it seven saw big, go and kud Rabbanon. You're allowed to do cult sark and let it do as big as you want. So here, you did it seven. You only did it one saw extra. So it's not a problem. Fill with seven mutarim. But if you only needed five, and you made it seven big, so there you have two extra. I feel with chamesh asurim. Even in the five, you're asur. Why? Because you have two saw extra, and that's called a basic sayim panui, and that's a problem. That's the reason the Rav. So, very good smack. You leave two panu, it's problem. One panu is good. The only problem is the rate to read the Lashon Rav a little bit shvel, if you say. It says, Bechamish Asurim means you made it Sheva with two extra, and Besheva Mutar means only one extra. So, the Gra says the same point, but these Gra is different. It's like, Hutchu El Lashalosh, and you made it for three people, only need three saw, and you made it five saw, it'll be no good. So then it's more geschmack. That means the same thing. Bechamesh is also. That's how the Goyen reads it, and it's the same idea. The same idea is if you have, well, Mechadish, Rav's Mechadish, if you have two saw ponui, the whole thing becomes possible, even if it's less than the shear, even less than, I didn't, less than the maximum. Even less than the maximum, I still a problem. So, practicing our Kash, Velho, Tony, Avachla, Yves, Sayin, Ponui, My Love, Ponui, Miodom. It sounds like the Gemara first learned when it said you shouldn't have base sign ponu, it meant that you get two saw per person and you shouldn't have two extra saw from a person. That's what the Gemara thought it meant. That unless you have five people, you get up to 10 saw. You now do 12 saw. So then in Shver, he had three people. So even when you do extra saw, so what? If you do seven, even, let's say where we are at Gersa, you have three people, you get six. So it's only one saw extra. And for the Gemara, no, Pani means Pani Mekalim. My love, Pani Vodna, as far as Kash, like Panu Mekalim. What it means is Pani from Kalim. Like Rav is saying, that anytime you don't need that part of the enclosure, you don't need it for your Tzrachim, that's enough to make a problem. And even if you have enough people to deserve this space, it still will be a problem. It's not Pani Vodna, it means you don't have enough people in order to deserve such a big place. As to Lemaisa, practically speaking, do you need the room for Kalim? And Allah is Lemaisa, you can't have, by Mechitza Gerua, even though you're allowed to do as big as you want, but you can't do any extras. You do extras, then it's called Shloi Hukka Fladira, it's not Hukka Fladira, and it's a problem. It becomes like a caramelous that too saw, and it makes the whole enclosure a problem. Don't think about it. More goes to the new sugyo of Kivan, the Hutra Hutra type of sugyo. Let's see. Itma. Shloisha umeis echad mehem. So this Gemara, let's say, will go according to the man the Amar holds that, let's say, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda himself, that if you have a yachid or a shnayim, one person or two people, you only allowed to make enclosure two saw. If it's three people, you get six saw. That's their halacha. According to Rav Yehuda, you get a kol tzarkon. According to Rav Yehuda, only six saw. But it makes a difference. The de jure make a difference that two people only get one tusa, and if it's three people, then it's shayara. You get different dinim. It says on Mishnah. Sifri Rav Yehuda, Sifri Rav Yehuda. So itma. The question is like this: Shloisha, you had three people, umeis echad mehem, and one of them died. The same shayla could be according to Rabbanon with sasayim ponu. Also, it could be you can have a shayla in halacha lemais also. Itma. Shloisha umeis echad mehem. You had three people, and one of them died on Shabbos. Or the opposite case, shnayim. Start off Shabbos with two people, and you added another person. So what's the halacha? Does it have a halacha of a shayara of three people or a halacha of two people? Basically, one case is that erev Shabbos is shayara, then on Shabbos it went less, and the other case is that it started off with less and it got more on Shabbos. So does something change on Shabbos? Rav Huna Rav Yitzchok. Rav Huna Rav Yitzchok. Chad Amas Shabbos Geremes. One man the Amas says that Shabbos Geremes, and therefore you can have Kivin Hutra Hutra. Everything's totally beginning of Shabbos. What's the halacha? That once, let's say you had three people and you died on Shabbos, since it was Mutter. And the other way, the other opposite case, where you had two and you added on it, it's also, because since the beginning of Shabbos also, it's also. Everything goes with the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos Geremes. V'chad Amad Yurim Gerim. The other man says, no. It goes, what's the Hamad Yurim have? It's a Maisa, practically speaking. If you have three Yurim on Shabbos, you get more space. And if it was bigger, it's mutter to carry it. If someone dies, you can't carry there anymore. That's what the other mandim holds. One mandim holds that it goes past the beginning of Shabbos. The other mandim holds it goes right now, practically speaking, how many dirim you have. Either Shabbos Geremes, dirim Geremes. But we don't know who said what. Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchok, they argue, we don't know who said what. Testayim, the Rav Huna, who dama Shabbos Geremes. Let's bring a right. Rav Huna is the one who says that Shabbos Geremes, that means the beginning of Shabbos, if it's mutter or it's asa, it's asa. What's the right? The dama rabba. Boyimi Rav Huna, boyimi Rav Yehuda. They asked Rav Huna and they asked Rav Yehuda. The halacha is that if you have two neighbors, both of them have backyards with fences around it, right? You let it carry in your backyard. You have an Erev, right? We call it an Erev. You have a fence around it. Both of them have a fence. Are you allowed to carry from Reuven's chatzar to Shimon's chatzar? The answer is no, you're not allowed to carry. We're only allowed to carry with an Erev chatzar. Let's make an Erev. Now, an Erev only works if you have a doorway in between the two properties. Either a doorway or a window that's 4x4 and less than 10 tefachim to the ground. It has to be something I go through easily from one to another. You need a doorway. That's the halacha. Only make an Erev via a doorway. And the shaila was, Erev derech ha-Pesach, if they made an Erev through a Pesach, v'nistam ha-Pesach, and on Shabbos, something fell over there and it closed up the Pesach. Derech ha-Chaloyin, or you made the Erev through a window, v'nistam ha-Chaloyin, and the Chaloyin got closed up. So now, what do you do? On Shabbos, can you carry from Chatz to Chatz? You don't have the Pesach anymore. Beginning of Shabbos, you had it, you made an Erev, but now you don't have it anymore. Wow. They asked Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda's question. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both answered, Shabbos, Hoyel v'hutra hutra. Rav Huna answered, Hoyel v'hutra hutra. So what do you see? According to Huna, Shabbos Geremes. So see, Shabbos, he's the one who holds Shabbos Geremes. Histayim, Takaraya, that he holds like that. So at the point we have a chalik, Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak, do you go by the Shabbos, you go by the Durim? And Rav Huna is the one who holds, goes to the Shabbos. And we see it, two places, Ilagabe, Sasai Ponui, and Legabi the Halacha of Shiara, that's one place, and the other place is Legabi Erev. That's Rav Huna. Shita Ritzchak calls, no, you go Basa Dirim. So, Dr. Marlema, Rav Huna of Rav Yitzchak, looked at Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, come in. Maybe the Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak is really a Machlekes Tanoim. The Machlekes Tanoim are Rav Yasi and Rav Yehuda. What's the Machlekes Tanoim of Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda? The Tanai, look at the Mishnah. Chatzar Shanifritz of Mishter Rechosah. You have a Chatzar, like it has fences on four sides, and part of the fence fell down. It wasn't on one side where you could just call it a Pesach. It was on a corner. And the Gemara handles later on why it's at a corner, but Pashpashat is like Karen's office. You can't have a door on the Karen's office. So the corner broke, the corner of the Chatzar collapsed, and you're missing a wall in the corner, on two sides, basically, on the corner. So right now, the place doesn't have a Mechitza anymore. But at the beginning of Shabbos, it had a Mechitza. Same idea. You have a mavi which has three mechitzas and had a kaira or a lechi in front of it. The kaira was taken away, the lechi was taken away. It's mutter for that week. But after Shabbos, you got to fix it. Because the beginning of that Shabbos, since it was mutter to carry, you let it continue carrying. Different Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hoyel Hutrot are like Rav Huna. Rav Yaisi in the Mishnah there. He says, no, it's Aser. And the way he brings it out like this, if it's Mutter this Shabbos, Mutarim lost love, it's Mutter for the next Shabbos. If it's Asurim lost love, because there's no Mechitza anymore, there's no Lechi anymore, or the Mechitza is broken in the corner, Asurim lost Shabbos also. And that sounds like Rav Yitzchak holds, you go about, so practically speaking, is right now, does right now, is it good or not? So Leima Rav Huna d'amak Rav Yehuda. Let's say Rav Huna says like Rav Yehuda the Tana, just like Rav Huna says by us, that once it's Hutter before Shabbos, Hutter whole Shabbos, there also by the case of the Mechitza, it's good. And Rav Yitzchak, who says, but us it's not good, Domek Rav Yitzchak, also Rav Yitzchak holds that since it's not good this week, next week, it's not good this week either. So let's say the Mechlekes Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak is Mechlekes Tanoim, really. On Lach Rav Huna, no, it's not the Mechlekes Tanoim. I know the Amri Phil Rav Yitzchak. I can stim with both. I've sure stim like Rav Yehuda, but I also can stim like Rav Yitzchak. Because maybe Al Taina, Ad can cover Rav Yitzchak, some El Less Nu Mechitzis. The only time he holds no Hutra, if you don't have Mechitzis. But Hoch is the Mechitzis. Here you have Mechitzis. When you have Mechitzis, and you just have a Shiloh of an Erev, or you have a Shiloh of the Urim, how many people living here, that you can use Hov Hutra Hutra. But to make a Mechitza, that you can't use Hov Hutra Hutra. So it means, even though I say Hov Hutra Hutra, maybe by Mechitzis I would agree. So I could still with those Tanoim. And we actually bring in this idea on the Tezvav Amin Aleph. There was a story there that in the end of the Amid, the Tezvav Amin Aleph, where they had a Mavi. And Rav told someone to bring him a cup of water. And then they realized the lechi fell down. So Rav said, stop. Kama duchte. He said, stop. And there was a story there with Rav Huna there also. And they said, it can't carry. And the kasha is, why can't it carry? It's halav hutra. So Tosfos speaks out, no, the lechi fell down. It's no mechitzis. Like our Gemara says here, that could be here is no mechitzis. Tosfos brings it down. Gemara. So we're saying, Rav Huna, maybe even halav hutra, he wouldn't say by mechitzis. And the opposite also could say, Rav Yitzchak, Omar, even though I said before by the Urim, that it goes basal, practically speaking, I can stem even for Rav Yehuda says Hel Hutra over here by the Mechitzis case. Why? I'll say the opposite. Rav Yitzchak, Omar, no damn refill Rav Yehuda. Ad can like come Rav Yehuda Hassam, El is still the Urim. Rav Yehuda only said over there because there are the Urim there. Hacha less than the Urim. Here is no Urim. And that means, where the Bein Paris explains and other Shayim explain, that comes out these days, I was saying, Rav Yitzchak and Rav Huna both go to Hel Hutra, Hutra. But the shaila by them is, what's the main thing? What's the ikker thing by them? According to Rav Huna, you need mechitzas. After you have mechitzas, any other halachas go hol, any other conditions basically go hol hutra hutra. Rav Yehuda is the opposite. You have to have Rav Yitzchak is the opposite. Rav Yitzchak is the opposite. You have to have diurim. You have to have enough people here diurim. Once you have diurim, then you can still have mechitzas. You can say hol hutra hutra. So really, you're coming out that both of them really, to a certain extent, hol hutra hutra. Just the machlekes is, what's the ikker, mechitzas or diurim? So therefore he asks that we have before a raya, that Rav Huna is the one who holds Hel Hutra Hutra. Why? Because he had a case where he made an Erev Chaser between two neighbors and the door got closed up, and Rav Huna said Hel Hutra Hutra. Maybe Rav Huna agrees there also. You have the Urim there, and Rav Yitzchak there agrees also. Rav Yitzchak agrees there also. How do you know it's Rav Huna anymore? That's a great grandparent. So he answers, if you have a closed up door between two things, it's like it's missing the Urim. Because now they can't mingle together, so it's like a diurim nigga chasarn. It's like a diurim nigga chasarn, and that's the pshat, what won't be arrived from there. Zog the Gemara weiter, the last Gemara over here. V'chom oimrim, echod mishnei dvarim. It said in our Mishnah, a machloikis, if shasi or erev by itself is a good mechitza. According to Rav Yehuda in the first Gemara, he says, only by shiara it's good. And the Racham said, no, it's always good. V'chamim said, "Lashon loy diber v'shiara al b'hayva." Anything works. This mechitza gerua. And then we know another memra called mechitza shen shiara erev. Any mechitza that is even in a shiara, even for a lot of people, doesn't work. Called tzarkon. And that chamim again say echad m'shtei dvarim. So the question is, the two chachamim are the same chachamim, same halacha. Like, why do I say the chamim twice? Break the gemara. Hayne tanakama. But the chachamim says something like tanakama. They're both saying that sai shasi or erev both work regularly. So what's the chilek? And for the Gemara, Ikim now Yachid b'Yishuv. The Nafkamim like this. This whole Machlekes HaMishnah is if a Yachid or Shiara means one or three people. We're going to say that the first Chacham holds that in Maskim, that in the Yishuv, in the city, you can't use Mechitza Gerua. It's very easy to get the raw materials to make a wall, so you have to make a good wall. The second Rabbanon, who say Echa Mishnei Dvarim, which is going back onto Reis Yehuda, which is covering all Mechitzas in the whole world, and still he says, Echa Mishnei Dvarim work, it's mashma, even in the Yishuv, even in the city, you're allowed to use Mechitza Gerua. And that's the Machlekes Chachamim and other Chachamim. So it comes that really, there's four different Shitas in our Mishnah. The most common Shita is Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you never allowed to use mechitza gerua for a huge for called tzarkam. You never allowed to do that. Next, the sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds for shayara with three people you can use called tzarkam, but not for one or two people. Then you have the Chamam Tanakama holds that in the outside the city you're allowed to use for everything. You're allowed to use mechitza gerua, but not in the city. And then your last sheet that holds even in the city mechitza gerua is good because you use it across the board.